Snodgrass from Algea, Tennessee. You're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Brett Johnson, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Beth from Franklin, Tennessee. You're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Joy from Franklin, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Bethany Baines from Goodsville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Heather Smith, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Tony Stampley from Spring Hill, Louisiana, Hendersonville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi there, this is Joy Ford from the Balcove Club out in Hendersonville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Ryan Allen, and I'm from Antioch, Tennessee, and I'm listening to Concert Blast, baby.
This is Mackenzie Massey, and I'm listening to Concert Blast. Woo!
This is Lori Beth, and I'm listening to Concert Blast!
Well, I beat the drum and hold the phone. The sun came out today. We're born again. There's new grass on the field. Around the third and headed for home. It's a brown-eyed, handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel. Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be Centerfield.
Hi, welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold.
This is Brian Hasbrook.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Tom's not here with us tonight, but Brian and I are going to witness one of our favorite singer-songwriters of all time, guitar players, John Fogerty, and we can't wait. So we're out here in the parking lot and ran into a couple of guys and we just end up parking beside. Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Joe Sarantz, now Antioch. Was from the Louisiana area due to the hurricane.
So you come here because of that?
Yes, I haven't moved up here now. We're not relocating. We're going to stay right here.
All right. That's
in the Nashville area. Great area.
So what do you think about that down there? Are they doing any progress?
Actually, it's worse than most people really believe it is. They didn't show the pictures. It's going to take years. And I hate to bum it out. And this one's for you, John, because you're not here. So.
Some people say maybe they shouldn't rebuild it because it's so far underwater anyway.
You know, everybody's going to have an opinion.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Chris Costa. I'm just barely moved here from Texas.
From Texas?
Yeah.
And you have a little tattoo art on you.
Yeah, I have a few.
My goodness, it's going up his neck.
What part of Texas you from?
West Texas, by Odessa. Little bitty town. Monahans.
See, he's right. It's a little town, and I heard of Odessa, so that's good.
There you go. So, what's that close to?
Odessa.
Odessa. What's that close to?
The closest place to it is El Paso.
All right. You're close to Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right in the corner.
All right.
He is legal.
He is legal. You didn't go across the fence, through the tunnel. So, you can't swim.
I can't swim.
Just move here? Or?
Yeah, I just moved over here.
Oh, well, what work bring you here? You just decided to go for a change here?
Father-in-law.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Everybody's
family.
Changed.
Come on, Dad. Yeah,
come on in.
Picking up their roots and moving on out.
Now, how many years did you sit back, 60s and 70s, and listen to, I don't know, Knocking on the Door?
Oobie Doobie.
I was like sitting on,
Cosmos Factory.
Cosmos was, they're probably the largest on there. Yeah. But I think most of us spend most of our days, Robert Plant would say, dazed and confused. But
y'all might have.
Oh, you didn't? You missed
those
days.
Oh, no,
huh?
Yeah.
But,
he was here the whole time. I was in and out.
Was he?
He was in and out. I like that.
But now, any time you think of CCR, it's definitely John Fogerty. It's the man. He's got the voice and presence, professionalism.
Have either of you gentlemen seen him before?
Yes, I have. Years ago, we're talking probably 70s.
Wow.
Have you seen him before?
No, only on TV.
Same here. Well, y'all enjoy yourself tonight.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
good talking
you.
With you.
Hey, what's your name? Where you from?
Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Your name is George, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
George and I went to school together.
You must be clairvoyant or something.
Who are you here to see?
I'm Mr. Fogerty.
There you go.
Yes.
That's my son, Justin.
How you doing?
Justin, how you doing?
Yeah, this is Nate.
George Snodgrass.
Nice to meet you, George.
He's our worship leader at church.
Steve Locke.
Yeah.
Steve Locke. Good to see you, Brian.
Good to meet you.
Hey, I'm Mike Arnold.
Mike? Good to see you, brother.
Yeah. You're a John fan?
Absolutely.
All right. John Fogerty, he was a very good and very energetic and very entertaining, wasn't he, Brian?
I was not expecting the energy level that he gave on stage. He was actually, from the second he came on stage, he was running all over the place. When he wasn't singing, he was running back and forth across the stage playing.
He was full of energy, like Brian said, and the guy's 61 years old. He didn't look it, did he?
Oh, no, he looked great. He looked fantastic.
I was very impressed with his vocal ability, with his breathing ability. If I'd have done running like that, I'd be going after each verse.
John must be doing a lot of jogging and or bike pedaling or something, swimming, something to get the old cardio going, man, because he was moving.
He's definitely staying in shape. So we're going to get started. By the time he came on the stage, there was about 13,000 people in the crowd at Starwood Amphitheater here in Nashville, Tennessee. And by the way, thank you so much, Live Nation, for allowing us to come in to review the show and have the media passes. Thank you for the management of John Fogerty for allowing Brian to take pictures.
Absolutely, and I surely do appreciate it. And I've been wanting to see Fogerty for quite some time now. And I called my son, who now lives in Florida, and he was mad at me.
Yeah.
Because he didn't get to go.
And how old is he?
He's 22.
A 22-year-old wanting to see a 61-year-old. And when I was 22, I don't know if I wanted to see a 61-year-old. But, of course, this classic music hadn't been going on
a
while.
But they weren't playing that kind of music in that time frame either.
That's true. When the lights went down, you heard this like a rumbling sound. And all of a sudden on the video screen showed a little montage of John Fogerty's career and different video clippings along with his song clips. That's what I was impressed about, too, is that you would hear different song clips of the songs you know he's going to be playing in a few minutes. And it was really neat.
I kind of thought that was very unusual that you actually give people a hint of all the songs they're about to hear anyway. So I thought that was amazing. But you did it visually, so it kind of focused you on the visual aspect and only slightly on the musical end of it.
What I really liked about all this was a very neat surprise about who introduced him. Hey, explain that, Brian.
Well, Mike was explaining about the video collage of Fogerty and all his career with Creedence, of course, and his solo efforts. And the last person to come on the video to introduce him to the stage, on the video now, yeah, on the video, was former President Bill Clinton.
Okay. Here we go! Bill Clinton's going to announce John Fogerty. Here comes John Fogerty. That was pretty neat. And the band was out there and they were just, you know, rumbling their instruments. And the band, what do you think about that?
Well, he had quite a unique grouping of gentlemen. I believe a lot of you guys, if you've not seen Fogerty in a while, would be very impressed by his bandmates.
Yes. I tell you who I liked was Billy Burnett over there on the guitar.
Absolutely, and John Cougar's drummer.
There were some more people on that stage that look familiar, and you're thinking, I know those guys. They've been with someone, I don't know who.
That's what I'm saying. That bass player, I was going, I know this guy. Bass player had a big old like handlebar mustache, and I could not catch his name. But I'm sure we'll get chastised later by somebody who listens to this, and they will fill us in immediately.
True. But anyway, when he hit the stage, and he came out there, and the instruments were rumbling, and he came out there. Of course, the crowd was screaming, and he just broke right into the big Creedence Clearwater hit.
Traveling Band.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride?
Disappointment thing about that song, as I was expecting him to say Nashville instead of Memphis.
It didn't hurt me that bad, but it's both two syllables, you know?
Yeah, I know it. And you're right down the street from each other, you know? We're just 3 hours away, you know? But anyway, that was fine. He just got in there and said, how you doing? How are you? And he kicked right into one of my favorite Creedence songs, Green River. John came out there and he said, let's have some fun. And another great Creedence Clearwater song, Who'll Stop the Rain?
Out of in the fable, watch the tower grow. Bobby plans a new deal, wrapped in golden chains. And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain?
The next song I wasn't familiar with is a song called It Came Out of the Sky. People out there listening, send me some emails and instruct me on what I should be talking about here. It's pretty sad when I see a song or hear a song and I'm thinking, I don't know this song, and then that person next to me, oh yeah, that's on the so-and-so album. You don't know that? It's been around for a long time. Well, I feel like an idiot on this song. So, It Came Out of the Sky. It was an upbeat song. It was a good song. But the next song was my surprise. He came out there and he says, I'm going to bring out one of my favorite singers of all time. And we're thinking, oh man, he's in Nashville. You know he's going to bring out one of these country music artists that's here. And he came out and he says, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so proud to have this guy on tour with me, Willie Nelson. He came out there and he did what, Brian?
Jambalaya.
Yeah, boy, I love that. Willie on stage with him. You know, Willie does that sometimes in concert, and I was wondering why he didn't play it. Well, hey, guess what? He did play it.
He did play it, and it worked. It worked with John, and it worked with Willie, so I'm really happy. And then right from Jambalaya, they broke into Commotion.
Commotion.
after Commotion, it came out with a another famous Creedence Clearwater hit, none other than Born on a Bayou.
After Born on the Bayou, everybody was clapping and screaming. He went right into Looking Out My Back Door.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Do, 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 looking out my back door. This giant doing cartoons.
Everybody.
Oh yeah, hard not to, really.
Yes, yeah. Then he came into another song that I wasn't too familiar with. Another good beat, though. It had a good beat.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
a good song.
Absolutely.
But it was none other than...
Hot Rod Hart.
Big old Harley and a big old moon. Big old gator putting on the zoom. I got a hot rod heart. Got a one-way ticket to the open road. Come on. Got a red to the metal if you wanna ride, if you wanna ride, let's go.
Yeah! This song came out, it was another CCR song that I thought he just drug out a little bit too long, and in my own taste he could have left it out, but that's my own taste. And it's a song called
Ramble Timble.
To Ramble Tamble, one of the songs that I look forward to. I love to hear people sing this song, especially John Fogerty. And this is none other, it brings my memory back to Wolfman Jack, if nothing else.
Yeah.
What's that?
Don't ask me to repeat myself, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the Midnight Special.
Yeah. Let the Midnight Special
shine his light on me.
Yeah.
Umbrella on the shoulder. Paper in a hand. She come to see the governor. She want to free her man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special. That song. I was shocked when he played it. I didn't think he played that song.
Yeah, boy, I love that.
That was great.
Then he came into the 1-2 punch of the old song Bootleg.
This song had a video accompaniment with it. It had some political overtones, which, you know, I got to say myself, I'm not crazy about in the premise of a concert. I'm there to watch a show, but it had a few political overtones in it. That was a great song called Deja Vu.
Did you hear him talking about it on the radio? Could your eyes believe the writing on the wall? Heard it all before. It's like deja vu all over again.
On Deja Vu was, I love the song, don't get me wrong, but I really don't like to see people mix entertainment and politics together. he put a lot of politics, and he was talking about bringing our men home from the war and all, but that's just war, unfortunately.
And I want all our boys home safely, too.
Yeah, yeah, we all do, yeah. The next song we came up with was an old song that a lot of people's done before. It lasted a little long time, too, but it was recorded that way.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget the great version by the California Raisins.
Yeah.
Which was I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Oh, I did say everybody sang this next song, and he broke right into, "Have you ever seen the rain?"
Good too. I mean, everybody did sing. Now it's time to get rocking again, and boy, did he get rocking on this one. One of my favorite Creedence Clearwater songs,
"Sweet a Hitchhiker."
He kept on with his Creedence Clearwater theme, and he went right into another sing-along, as long as I can see the light.
Put a candle in the window. But I feel I've got to move. Oh, I'm gone, gone. I'll be coming home soon. Long as I can see the light.
Then after "Long as I Can See the Light," they went into "Keep on Chugging."
Here come Louie, works in the sewer law. He gon' chugle tonight. Keep on chugling. Keep on chugling. Keep on chugling. 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 Chugling.
That's when he picked up the harmonica and started wailing on that. Did you see? You remember that?
Yeah, now I remember that. I didn't remember that till you reminded me just now.
Yeah, but that was pretty good. And then another one of my favorite Creedence songs again, which he did a great job on, was "Hey Tonight."
Yeah, I like that song.
Hey.
Then he really got the crowd ripped up and going, man.
Well, pretty much from this point is one right after the other.
Yes, and man, the crowd was, they were into this. And now it's time for, I mean, just smashing hits all the way through the rest of the night. And these hits started off with none other than the old bass favorite,
"Down on the Corner."
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse. Four kids on the corner trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out and he blows it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, Willie and the four boys are playing, bringing it up happy feet.
And then he came out with a unique electric guitar with a very unique electric guitar. It was in the shape of a baseball bat.
I know what's coming. And, when I saw that, I knew
and,
what's coming.
Yeah, I kind of suspected he was going to break right into the song, Center Field.
Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play.
One of my favorite riffs, and we've said that on our favorite guitar riffs, that Center Field is a very good song. And he did an excellent job with this.
And the next song he went into, both Mike and I were talking about it after the show, and we felt he had it just a hair too fast to really enjoy it like we should have, which was Up Around the Bend.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, come away. If you're going, leave the sinking ship behind. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
Then came another favorite of a John Fogerty class, and this is when he pulled out his guitar. And I noticed one thing about John Fogerty. After every song, especially this last half of the set, he came out there. He had a new guitar for every song. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah. He was swapping them up like he was a collector. A lot of people don't realize how much lead he plays either.
Yeah, he does play a lot of lead.
He plays a lot of lead. I mean, when you got somebody in a band like Billy Burnett, you wouldn't think you need to do that, but he must love doing it because he was doing it a lot.
Well, this next song, which was Old Man Down the Road.
He take a thunder from the mountain. He take a
neat about that is that they had ended up at the end of that song with like four guitarists out front. One of them was acoustic, you know, three of them electric. They're all out front and they're jamming together and they're strumming together and you know, kind of reminded me of Lynyrd Skynyrd or something, you know, how they all lined up there.
Give me three steps kind of thing. So.
But they were all lined across the stage and they were just jamming together and I was thinking, man, that looks cool. Even the guy who played the keyboards grabbed a guitar and came out there. That was really neat. I liked that a lot.
And then I got to tell you, this is about one of my favorite songs. Also, my son's favorite songs, which is kind of strange because the song is Fortunate Son.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief,
the drummer, the keyboards, and then the bass, they all kicked into that song. Man, what a great job they did with that song.
I'm very glad they played that. That is one of my favorite CCR songs ever.
He said goodnight as he left the stage. They came back out there with none other than another old Creedence song, Bad Moon Rising.
I see the bad moon rising.
We were trying to figure it out because it was very subtly lit backdrop, and we finally figured out it was a swamp setting with big trees sticking up out of the water and burrs and frogs and gators and all that good stuff.
But this time, instead of changing guitars, they just went straight into the very last song of the night, which was none other than Proud Mary.
Speed and worrying about the way things might
guys, what a show. I tell you what, I really enjoyed that night. I can't believe the energy and the mobility and how good shape John Fogerty is in for a 61-year-old guy. I'm impressed.
Tell you what, if you didn't look at anybody's age here, and I'm going to pull the age right out of it, he put on a good show. Visually, he put on a good show. Musicianship, I had no idea he played so much lead. His vocals were dead on.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Dead on. He didn't miss anything. He didn't reach for anything. He had it all. And I tell you, made for a very, very great, enjoyable night of live music. But let's listen to the fans on this.
Stage. What do you think?
I tell you, he had a heck of a voice on him, didn't he?
And energy.
Oh, yeah. A lot more energy than, I'd say, guys 20 years younger than him.
Like us.
I didn't say that.
How can one guy have that much energy the entire time? Great show.
It's amazing. What a show, huh?
Great show. Yeah. Awesome.
You want to talk to us? Yeah. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hank Washer, Butler County.
And how'd you think the show?
It was awesome. Thank you very much.
How'd y'all like the show?
Loved it. Loved it.
What's your name? Where you from?
Best show this year, man. I'm Tony Stampley. I think it was a great show. We're from Louisiana, but we're living in Nashville now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Great show, man. I loved it. Fogerty Jam.
What'd you think about the show?
I thought it was absolutely awesome.
Billy Burton.
That was just cool.
Awesome. Yeah. If you weren't here, you missed it.
That's true. That's true. How about you? What'd you think?
A lot of high energy. It's great.
Yeah. Can you believe the energy that guy has?
Oh, man.
And Billy Barnett, too.
Oh, yeah.
And he smoked him.
He's always awesome, man.
Oh, yeah.
They both
had great bands, man. You just couldn't beat the bands. The music, the songs, loved it all.
All right.
I thought it was great that Billy was able to come back out with him, too.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that good? That was a good surprise.
And I know Hank Williams is just dancing up a storm up there with that jambalaya.
Yeah, Bo Bice was backstage, man.
He was.
Yeah,
you back there?
Ed King wrote Sweet Home Alabama. Yeah, we were back there.
I thought I saw Ed King here.
Yeah,
is he
Ed
here?
Was here? Yeah, he's here.
I saw him waiting on some tickets or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
One of the best shows of the year, though.
Oh, it really was. Yeah. This was probably the best show to me of the year.
Yeah, you can't beat the hits tonight.
No.
I mean, if you count them up, it'd probably be 50 of them.
Oh, you couldn't help but get up and dance.
We got more songs than we have time.
Yeah, that's true.
That's okay, but y'all can't walk away without me getting y'all's picture now.
All right.
Oh, you don't mind getting a picture
of
it?
No, we'll be listening for my album next year.
I'm going to
an album called Southern Renegade. It's going to be the name of my band.
Oh, yeah?
I was on DreamWorks a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's Tony Stampley.
Yeah?
And now I'm going to be putting out a new album probably next year, doing some videos and songs, have them out, called Southern Renegade.
All right, everybody, listen for that, Tony.
Come on,
you got to get in the picture.
You got to be in there with us. Right.
Thank you. God bless
you
guys.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, yeah. All right, now listen for Tony's album coming out.
Yeah, it's going to be called Southern Renegades.
Where can we find it?
Well, you can probably find it anywhere where albums are sold after the first of the year.
All right.
We're going to be on Category 5 Records, the label Travis Tritt's on, and we're going to be with George Jones tomorrow doing a documentary with George.
That's great.
Yeah, George is on the label, and Sammy Kershaw.
Oh, awesome. You know,
some great new talent coming out, so be looking for it.
All right, there you go. You heard it right here. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good night.
You too.
Oh, man, what did you think about the show tonight?
I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Bethany Baines, and I'm from Hendersonville, Tennessee.
I thought you were from Goodlettsville. I didn't know.
Goodlettsville. I'm not really sure.
Oh, yeah? You were with my son tonight, weren't you?
Maybe.
All right. Who'd you like better?
John
or Willie?
John. It was more exciting.
Okay.
I like Willie a lot. I don't know. I didn't really recognize as much of his songs as I did John's.
He had a lot of hits, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
Now, the blast scale, Brian. Here we go. We got a blast scale. I'll go first on this one.
Okay.
Now, first of all, let me say that I would be more favorable because I am a big John Fogerty, Creedence Clearwater fan. I love how he did this set list. There's just a few changes, and I probably said it already. I liked his band. I liked how he got the crowd going. I liked his running around on stage to keep people into the show. I loved how he did the hits. What did I not like? Well, I'll tell you what I didn't like. I didn't like the time it took in between songs. I don't know, about 8 or 10 songs. He was swapping guitars like every single song. I can understand it for Centerfield because he brought out the baseball bat guitar.
Oh, yeah.
That was neat. But I just thought it was taking too much time to do that. I know he wanted to show the crowd his guitars and all, but that's fine for a live show. But come on, man. Do it while the band is ending a song or the band is starting a song. But keep the music flowing. I don't like the dead silence in between the songs. The other thing I didn't like, which I discussed earlier, was entertainment and politics being mixed together. I don't care for that at all. Even though we may or may not agree on our opinions on the politics, I still don't like how entertainers get their shows into politics. For me, there's no use and no place for it. But that's me. That's me. Talking about Deja Vu and introducing that song when he got into his political thing, he used a little bit of profanity, not much, but just that, you know, just a couple of words. A couple of words. Yeah. The only reason I know this is because I had to write down the notes, you know, during the show.
Oh, okay.
All right. But if I was to take all that in consideration, I'm going to give it an 8.8.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give it about a 8.8 also, and here's my reasoning behind that. There were a couple songs that were a little bit drug out. The little bit of political thing, I tend to agree he could have left that out, because the video behind the song Deja Vu covered that.
That covered it good.
It covered it good. But I'll tell you, the energy level, the musicianship, the vocals, everything was just wonderful. And the only thing I wish he would have played, I kept saying this, well, he's going to play Oobie Doobie. Because I just wanted to hear that song, just because I wanted to. That's the only reason. I really didn't expect it, but I did, you know.
I wanted to hear Suzy Q.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but that's okay. I mean, he played so many others that he could have left out. I was very impressed with all he did cover. I mean, I will say that.
Well, you're talking a career that spans almost 40 years. Come on. I mean, he's got a lot to choose from, and we could argue a half a day about what he should have played.
Yeah.
But all in all, I thoroughly enjoyed the show. I recommend this highly to anybody. He will appeal to more than one generation very easily. My son, like I said, is a huge fan of CCR and John Fogerty.
Yes, and so is my son, who is 18 years old. And he's a big Creedence fan. I asked him if he wanted to come along with us. He goes, I don't know much about John Fogerty. And then I gave him my Creedence Clearwater. He goes, I know all these songs. I love them. And I said, well, let me show you some John Fogerty songs. I know those songs, and I love them. I'm going with you guys. So he came along with us. I have to say that it was well worth it. I have to thank Live Nation once again for pulling through for us. Thank you, John Fogerty's management, for allowing us to allowing Brian to take pictures. And get on ConcertBlast.com and look at what great job Brian did on the pictures. That's some clear pictures, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, there's some wonderful pictures. Of course, guys, I'm always looking at some new equipment right now. I've got stuff that'll get me by. Hopefully, I can get you even something more crisp and clean in the future here. But I would like to personally thank Jennifer of Live Nation, a wonderful lady here we work with at Starwood, to help us out with things. Again, I would like to thank John Fogerty and his crew for letting us have the press passes, the media passes. We just had a great time, and it was a great show.
Yes. People, give us some emails. Give us some ideas. Who do you want to hear us review? Who do you want to hear us talk to? What music discussions would you like to hear us talk about? So send us some emails. If you like the show, send a little encouragement note. If you don't like the show,
keep it to yourself.
Give us an email to tell us what we're doing wrong. You know, we like criticism as long as it's constructive.
And your opinion, of course.
Yeah. Shows at ConcertBlast.com. So until next time.
This is Brian.
This is Mike. And for Tom, I'll say so long and good night.
Thank you from Concert Blast. Good night.
God bless you.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.